Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I mean, Utley wouldn't he be playing right now if I had my way from the regular season?
And that's fine. I would have
suspended him for the Jung Ho Gung thing right off the bat. He changed the complexion maybe of the postseason by doing that, and then he does it again here. Like, you know, at some point, you got to look at a guy and say, you know what, we've really had enough of the act.
Yeah.
Okay?
He claims it's old school baseball.
Yeah, well, guess what? Okay? If old school baseball means we're making a trip to the hospital because you're trying to make a pivot on a double play, that's not the kind of baseball I want to watch.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that kind of baseball where a guy like deliberately misses the bag, deliberately goes out and tries to just go after somebody. Oh, and by the way, slides so late, the whole thing is absurd. Now, if you're going into the bag, okay, or even slightly to the right or left of the bag, whatever, but I mean slightly, like you're like one body width away from the bag where your body can still hit the bag. I don't mean reaching out to grab it. Right, reaching out, I mean, that's absurd at second base because I can see reaching out at home plate, you're trying to avoid the tag. You're avoiding nothing. You are trying to go straight into the guy, straight into him. If it happens and it's inadvertent, I am perfectly fine with that because that's the way it is. But to go out of your way, like he did with Gung, like he did with Tejada, I'm sorry, that's inexcusable. You are now suspended until these guys come back from their injuries plus one game. Okay? That sends a message to everybody in baseball, including the umpiring crews, that it's not going to be tolerated. And just because the feeble Kevin Herr little kid excuse of they've never done it before, why do it now? Guess what? I don't care what they did before. This is what we're doing now.
If this is not a postseason game and it's a regular season game, no one says a word.
Stop defending your guy.
I'm not defending Chase Utley.
Okay? Okay.
You're not
your
listening. I'm not defending
you.
You're not hearing me.
It's
I'm not
irrelevant.
Defending him.
I would have suspended him for Jung Ho Gung. I said it on the air a month ago.
And that's fine. What I'm saying is I'm not defending what he did. He slid late. He slid out behind the base. It absolutely was a takeout slide. Why it wasn't called, I have no idea. But the fact that we're reviewing it and talking about it is because it's a postseason game. We don't say boo if it's in the middle of the season, as it was
Take your medication. It's all right.
I can't pronounce his name, but you're a gun. Yeah.
Okay. Take your medication. I said a month ago when it happened that he should be suspended for every game Gung misses plus one. Well, Major League Baseball did nothing about it. It is a postseason game. He's already affected one race. Now he's going to affect another race, and he doesn't need to. He's good enough not to do what he does. And that's not old school baseball. Okay. Okay. Old school baseball, by the way, had attendance figures of 700,000 to 800,000 a season in old school baseball and had TV ratings that, all right, and so forth. I don't have as many people as watching as today in terms of pure number of bodies. Right? It's a completely different thing. And I mean, the Pirates used to have an average attendance of 1.2 to 1.4 million. Now they draw 3 million people. Hey, people want to see baseball. Old school baseball? That's not old school baseball. That's dirty baseball. Hey, dirty baseball must be dealt with. If a pitcher's going to throw it, if a pitcher throws at somebody, right, and injures somebody in the process, they get the same kind of suspension.
Do you know what? You know what I think?
Guy slides in and goes. You know, now the Buster Posey play at home plate where they change the rules. Okay,
yeah.
He's blocking the plate.
I think the difference, Steve, in 2015 versus say. Just go back 15 years, 2000 season, is this. Every game no matter where it is now on television somewhere, someplace.
That's true.
And ESPN can pick up a feed from the Seattle Mariners to down to Miami, and the technology of the slow motion replay magnifies it by a factor of 10. So
it does, except when you're watching it live, you're like going, "Holy cow, that's bad."
Yeah, it is, but when they slow it down, I'm talking about,
but I'm talking like right away. You're like, "What the heck?" I mean, Utley's head, for goodness sakes, okay, ends up past the bag. Well, his head, okay, he's 6'2", okay, so his feet, which are supposed to go into the bag, are already now 6.5 feet past the bag.
And he's actually out in center field by the time the play is over, practically. Holy
right.
cow. Shook hands with the center fielder for the other team.
I mean, what he did was absurd, and the same thing with Gung. I mean, Pirate fans will tell you it was a dirty play. Well, guess what? You're out there doing something like that. Oh, that's just old-time baseball. You hurt the guy. Now, did you go in with the intent to hurt him? No, you did not go in with the intent to hurt him. But you certainly went in with the intent of belting him.
Yeah.
All right. So, and that's, you know, Kevin may continue with the defense of the guy that signed this kid's head.
Here. You want to solve this? Start calling it on the field like it's supposed to be in the rule book. It's interference. Call
Kevin,
it. It stops.
I just solved it. Imagine getting hit in the pocketbook for 6 months. Whoops.
No question. If you call it.
I just called it.
No, if you call it on the field.
You're suspended for every single game, all right, without pay, all right, for every game the other guy misses, plus one. I think we've solved it. You'd be amazed what money means. Means more than that double play that you just called. If you're sitting there like going, if I do that, I'm gonna get suspended for like a hell of a long time.
And lose $1 million or two or three.
Yeah, you're gonna lose a lot of money. Okay? Now, if it's inadvertent, you can win your appeal, but like with him, it's too obvious what he's done. Watch the play. You sit there and go, oh, my goodness. I'm talking like watching live. Like, what? My first thought was, what did he do that for?
Well,
I still don't understand how it's not called on the field either.
Right. Okay, Kev, get a paper bag.
Am I saying you're wrong?
Just slowly breathe into it.
All I'm saying is it needs to start being called on the field, and no one ever does. Ever.
These conversations would be a lot easier if the players you love didn't keep getting in trouble. All right.
Maybe true, too. That's beside the point. He's a Dodger now. What difference does it make?
He's still my guy. He hugged my kid before he went out and ruined somebody's career. All right. Brandon Gowton is going to join us from BleedingGreenNation.com. My goodness, there is joy in Mudville. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
You guys.
All right. Great to have you with us. Hey, okay, so now after talking early in the season about what's not clicking, now what is clicking with the Eagles offense, Brandon?
Well, I think you look at yesterday, and really for the first time all season, it was the offensive line that got back on track. You know, this is a unit that had really underperformed so far. And for some reason, I think going up against, you know, a last-ranked Saints defense certainly helps a lot. But still, you know, this is a unit that was struggling with basic execution. And it, for the first time all season, it seemed like they were really on the same page for most of the game, if not the entire game. So I think the Eagles are very encouraged what they saw from their offensive line.
Brandon, Chip Kelly said he would take even a look at what he's doing play calling-wise. Did you see any difference?
Yeah, I think there were some added wrinkles there. I think you saw some of the package plays. I think you saw Sam Bradford lining up under center a little bit more often. I think Chip Kelly did make some different things in there. And I think that certainly helps, but I don't think, you know, it's you don't just look at those things and say, oh, well, that was the fix. No, I think, you know, those things help. But really, it was just everyone executing better, which is what Chip Kelly has been saying all along, that they need to execute. And that's what they did. They made their blocks. Drops were still somewhat of an issue, but probably not as much of an issue as they have been. Sam Bradford generally threw the ball a lot better than he had been. So just a really good team effort, especially on offense, compared to what they had been doing earlier in the season.
What's the Philly City mood today about them after a performance like that? Is it better? Is it hopeful? Is it still wait and see?
I think it's hopeful because, you know, you look at what the Eagles did, and it was far from a perfect win, but, you know, the Eagles have been in some really ugly games this season, and they pretty much blew out the Saints. It could have been even bigger if there weren't some issues. Sam Bradford had those two bad interceptions. The defense still gave up a few big plays here and there. So there's definitely a lot of things to work on, and some of these things might be correctable. But I think Eagles fans are looking at the NFC East, and the Cowboys lost, and the Redskins lost, and the Giants really needed a last-minute effort to beat a terrible 49ers team at home. So I think, you know, the Eagles fans are looking at this division and saying, all right, we're still in it, but, you know, it's not quite there yet.
Yeah, still just a game out. The Giants are 3-2, and everybody else in the division is 2-3 right now. DeMarco Murray, what kind of rhythm did he get into yesterday?
Yeah, I think he obviously had his best game of the year, at least in terms of production. I think the blocking definitely helps a lot. I still think there are too many times where Murray just kind of looks slow. He kind of runs into his offensive lineman instead of following the blocking. I think there were a couple times yesterday where he had lanes to run, and he just didn't show good vision. He kind of tried to cut it back the other way. It just doesn't seem like he's really trusting the offense at this point. I think you look at Ryan Matthews, and I think he's unquestionably been more comfortable in this offense and probably the more productive player. I do think they need to get Matthews more involved and probably maybe kind of just not try to lean on Murray if he's not going to be effective.
Are you surprised a bit by Murray's lack of patience at times?
I'm surprised. Just I think everything with Murray. I think I expected him to be a lot more productive than this. I know he was coming off the huge year in Dallas, but I thought, you know, he would still be, you know, at least decent. And really, to this point, aside from yesterday's game, he hasn't even been that. He's been just really bad. And so it's kind of been a surprise. I wonder if the hamstring issue that he kind of suffered early on in the season, I wonder if that's still kind of hampering him. I know he was, even during training camp, he kind of missed some time there. So I wonder if he's really 100%.
Interesting point. All right, let's get to the defensive side. You mentioned they gave up a couple of big plays. Overall, though, what kind of grade would you give them?
I would give the defense an A overall. I think, you know, it wasn't perfect, but I think more often than not, now, this is a really good unit, probably at least top five in the NFL. You know, you look at their safeties, and they're probably one of the best, if not the best, safety tandem in the NFL with Malcolm Jenkins and Walter Thurman. You look at a special player like Fletcher Cox, and that guy is only 24, and he's out here making incredible plays. He had 3 sacks for the first time ever in his career against the Saints. He also had 2 forced fumbles, and he recovered one of those fumbles, and he became the first player in Eagles history to ever have 3 sacks and 2 forced fumbles in a game. So this is just a very talented unit. You look at another player like Jordan Hicks, the rookie on the inside there at linebacker. He's really special. I think the Eagles' defense has kept them in a lot of these games this season. And I think, you know, if you pair it with an at least average offense, and especially an above average offense, you see the results are what you get yesterday is, you know, a pretty convincing win.
They certainly did that. What about the place-kicking part? Because that had to be changed.
Yeah, that's still a big concern here. You look at Caleb Sturgis. He missed another extra point. There have only been 2 kickers this season besides Sturgis that have missed 2 extra points, and both of those players have been cut. It sounds like Chip Kelly is going to stick with Sturgis. He said on Monday that they're not working out any more kickers, so they're going to give him some more opportunities here. Sturgis did make all 4 of his field goals, so that's kind of an encouraging sign. But still, you know, I think he's skating on thin ice. He doesn't really have a lot of room here for error. I think if he continues to make mistakes, they're going to be looking for a new kicker. But the only problem is, you know, there probably aren't a lot of great options out there.
Josh Scobie's available? Just kidding. they've got the Giants coming up next Monday night. So here it is, a division game against the division leader. How big an opportunity is this at game number six for the Eagles to really establish who they are?
I think it's huge. You know, you look at next week and Washington is off. They have a bye. Dallas is off. They have a bye. So this game is really for first place in the NFC East at this point in the season, which, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean a lot. But for now, it is a big game. Chip Kelly has pretty much owned the Giants in his limited tenure as the Eagles coach. He's 3-1. The only game that they lost was one where Michael Vick had to start and he was hurt and Matt Barkley had to play and the Eagles still only lost that game by one possession. So, you know, I think this is a big opportunity. You know, the Eagles had a good win against the Saints, but it doesn't really mean much if they can't build on it. I think this is a great team to face. I don't think the Giants are unbeatable by any means. I think this is a very winnable game for the Eagles, but they really just have to build on what they showed against the Saints.
If John Beeson plays at middle linebacker for the Giants, changes the game up a little bit. When he's not in there, they're a different animal. Thus, you would have to like a lot of the Eagles' matchups against that Giant defense.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot from the Giants' defense this year that really stands out to me in a positive way. Obviously, they're playing without Jason Pierre-Paul, one of their best players. That's a huge concern for them. Nikita Whitlock has been a surprise for them on the defensive line.
He's been,
that's kind of come out of nowhere. But overall, just not a very impressive unit. Like I said, they gave up 27 or so to the 49ers, really struggling to score points. Colin Kaepernick not looking so good, and he kind of had his way with that Giants defense. I think this is a good opportunity for the Eagles next week.
So what you're telling me in Whitlock is there aren't a lot of fullbacks being used as rush linemen?
Not that I know of.
I didn't think so either. Brandon, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And by the way, the Giants are going to do, evidently, my understanding is Whitlock is not only going to play rush end, but they're also going to put Chase Utley out there. Fabulous move. Might as well go with somebody with pure aggression. So.
His job is just to take out the other team's cornerbacks by sliding hard.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great move.
They won't kick him out of the NFL for that.
No. They'll encourage it.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, your team is playing tonight, Kev.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too, actually.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about this team. I don't know whether to get excited about it or not.
Well, you're falling further behind.
Must win tonight, Kevin, for the Steelers.
If they were playing Cincinnati, I'd agree. But you know, if you can take two from Cincinnati, that might be just enough.
Yeah, you know, isn't this your favorite time of year, Kevin, or is that August?
It's August.
It's August.
I don't have a favorite time of year anymore.
Kevin, you've got NASCAR and
you don't
the
have
chase.
A favorite.
No, you
ruined
it. You
don't have a favorite
me.
Time of the year anymore.
You ruined it for me.
I ruined it for you.
You ruined it for me. I had a favorite time of year, and then you ruined it.
You know, we've got Major League Baseball playoffs. We've got hockey starting in the regular season. Monday night football, college football. We got coaches taking leave, coaches coming back from suspensions, coaches getting fired. There's enough going on in sports to fill a couple more hours.
Yeah, Randy Etzel, of course, one of those. He did get fired. He's done.
I think
if he would have beaten Ohio State, would they have stuck with him through the rest of the year?
No.
I mean, I know
like
one of the,
this is. The, This is a big money, big donor push.
Yeah, well, that's the way it sounded, and they wanted to do this while the bye week was coming, which is why they waited until after this game to officially do it. Then they could have the bye week to get everybody settled.
Yeah.
And out on the West Coast, Steve Sarkisian at University of Southern California has taken a forced leave of absence.
Yes. And you know what? We can certainly sit there and make discussion about whether or not he what he was like on the sidelines at Arizona State or meetings and so forth. The bottom line is it sounds like he needs help.
There's, in my mind, Steve, and I've dealt with a lot of folks with this, what I think his problem is, you don't wait. You intervene as soon as you can. You get the person the help that they absolutely need. And from all reports of what was going on, he was in a downward spiral. You got to stop the spiral and get the guy back to a baseline, yeah, and then let him coach when he is ready and experts right in the field say he's ready. And not before.
Yeah, him coming back to coach USC and a timetable is irrelevant. Him having a meaningful rest of his life is.
Yeah.
We will come back with more in a moment. We want to thank Jennifer Wakeman, who made a huge contribution to the show. She brought in a paper bag for Kevin to breathe into as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you're not insured with the Purdy Insurance Agency, you may not be getting the most out of your insurance coverage. Locally owned and family operated for over 90 years, the experienced team at Purdy will compare your rates and coverage among a number of nationally recognized insurers to make sure you're getting the most out of your insurance dollars. And once you join the Purdy family of customers, you'll experience service and claims handling that's second to none. Call 1-800-677-2478 to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
The Sunbury Motors Kia is a spooktacular sales event for a limited time only.
What does a spooky deal mean?
Really, really good and spooky.
Just stop. But yes, the deals at Sunbury Motors Kia are spooky good this month. But not because of Halloween. Kia has authorized us to provide employee pricing on all models this month. Plain and simple, you pay invoice minus all factory incentives on every model we have. That means the very best deals of the year from the dealer you already know to give you great deals year-round. Big savings on the 7-passenger Sereno SUV, the agile handling and first-class features of the Sportage, and the fuel-sipping Optima. Plus, with 0% financing available and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, these deals are scary good.
Now, that's the holiday spirit!
Owning a brand-new Kia is more affordable than ever at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hackenberg play action fake, steps away from pressure, throws it down, wheel route for Polk, got him at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Penn State. A 39-yard strike from Christian Hackenberg to Brandon Polk, and the Nittany Lions get on the board first. Diamat dropped it, picked it up. Pressure from the backside. Down he goes, Garrett Sickles. That was a coverage sack. He had a lot of time that time, and it gave Sickles enough time to barrel in and crush. Play action fake. Hackenberg waits long and deep for Hamilton at the 5. Got it. Touchdown, Penn State. Perfectly thrown by Christian Hackenberg, and the Nittany Lions take the lead.
Wilkerson comes in motion toward us. Hackenberg turns. Play action. Rolls right. He's got the far corner. Christian Hackenberg's got it. Touchdown, Penn State. The Nittany Lions put together a brilliant drive. Back goes Cameron. Delivers downfield and intercepted by John Reed of Penn State off the deflection. At the own 48-yard line, John Reed with his second pick of the year.
Hackenberg waits. Takes the snap, wants the throw. Steps up in the pocket, sees it opening to the 5. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Penn State. Christian Hackenberg and Jack, a 52-yard drive that we felt was the one that could knock them out, and they got it.
It knocked them out. And one thing that will make life a bit easier for the Penn State defense this week is that 80 to 90% of what Ohio State does formationally, Indiana does. Now, it's a different name in the circle compared to the name in the circle they saw last week. But in terms of you line up and look at it, there's not going to be a dramatic change in terms of what you see to start the play. It will be in the athlete running it. Kevin is driving another Sunbury Motors vehicle this week, and a gutsy move by them.
Yeah, well, they've been nice enough to hand over the key fob of a 2015 Hyundai Sonata Limited. And the Limited gets you a lot of fantastic features. Features you would expect from much more expensive models in the mid-40s or even 50s, like the panoramic sunroof. You'll have lane assist, which will alert you with a light on the rearview mirror, as well as an audible alert if you're ready to change lanes and there's a vehicle in your blind spot. Or if you're like me and you forget to look in your blind spot sometimes, it's helpful to have that kind of a feature. Also has the 8-inch screen with backup camera, HD radio, Infinity sound system that sounds fantastic, and a ton of other great features, including integrating Bluetooth in. And don't forget, America's best warranty as well, where you don't have to worry for anything for about 5 years or 60,000 miles from bumper to bumper. And you can find 0% financing available on the 2015s and even up to 72-month special financing in lieu of rebates. So find out more at Sunbury Motors Hyundai and see why you should be driving a Hyundai.
That 5-year warranty, Kevin, is really good for a guy like you. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. And also, it's important to have Purdy Insurance backing you up. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com and a golden opportunity to get involved with them because their personalized service is second to none. They get you the right insurance at the right price every time. That's why you're in business for decades like they are, because they understand the customer comes first. All right, Kevin's had a tough time of the show today with his emotions.
Yes.
Way over emotional in the Chase Utley deal. So we will now do the rest of the show from the side of a stream.
About a babbling brook.
It's a calming effect to sit near the stream like this, where Bob, Kevin, and I cast out a little bit. Bob mentions that Chase Utley's a dirty player.
Absolutely.
And Kevin sits there and says, well, maybe I can see your point, Bob. What a calm day.
Yes.
You know,
that's only if I'm catching fish.
And
I have a point, too, Bob. You know, I wish the umpires would just call it when it happened.
Yes.
I really do. I mean, that would make it easier. Bob would say, you know, Kevin, here by the stream where everything's so calm and nice, there's no need to argue. I agree with you. They should have called it when it happened.
Amen, brother. And Major League Baseball scores, Steve and Kevin. Bottom of the second, Toronto up over Texas 4-0. And I believe Kansas City has surged ahead in their game, 7-6 in the bottom of the eighth. It's baseball season in the United States and Canada.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. All those games taking place in Texas today. And what a calming effect this is. Even Kevin seems calmer now.
He doesn't.
Imagine setting up the equipment at a high school football game with next to a running stream.
I feel like we should be holding hands and singing.
Making friends for the world to see.
Well, we just kind of felt we had to calm you down because, you know, you start talking fast, your voice gets high, you get emotional. You haven't been this emotional since somebody pointed out that 3.9 yards of carry is actually substandard.
I haven't been this emotional since Friday night.
That's right.
Isn't it soothing for you? You've been in a fighting, feisty mood now. We've had to bring in guests just to calm you down.
You know, all the background music you're playing, Steve, makes me thirsty or want to go to the men's room. I'm not sure which.
You got a lot of people driving the car right now. Why is he playing this? I've got to pull over.
Exactly. Is there a McDonald's or someplace that has a restroom nearby?
Where's the sheets when you need one?
For those of you driving on Interstate 80 right now, somewhere between Milton and Danville is your next opportunity.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. The truck stop. Stop by.
Milepost 228.
Yeah, we had to calm Kevin down.
Yeah, it's worked.
We had to. I mean, this was our little way of just calm down, even though several of you right now are aching to pull over at Buckhorn. All right, I got it.
Yes.
So, Well, we needed. I couldn't put him in a green room where the color green is gentle and would be soothing.
Yes.
And I figured playing a guy breathing into a bag sound effect probably was not going to be great for him either. So I decided to go with the soothing sounds of the three of us sitting by a stream.
Feels like first day of trout season to me right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good and, I'm catching the same amount season. As I normally do on drought season.
Maybe this isn't as relaxing as I thought.
Yeah.
Darn fish. Stupid bait.
Why is it every time I get night crawlers, they're biting on minis, and when I have minis, they bite on night crawlers?
Obviously, we've touched a nerve,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, we have, and, you know, I was just thinking, I'm not sure I'd want to go fishing with Kevin for fear that I'd want to jump in the stream.
Yes. We've just driven away from the stream.
We have. Back on dry ground again.
Back on dry ground. And, yes, Randy Edsall fired Stanley Jackson, of course, talked to us about that in the previous hour.
You know, I just don't understand a mid-season firing like just occurred at Maryland, because you've got all kinds of recruitment issues. You've got player issues. I'm sure you got players, yeah, team morale issues now, because firing a coach is beyond their control and it's affecting them directly. This could really put a program back at least a year. Unless there's some kind of incredible continuity.
Longer than that, yeah, sometimes when something like that happens, because there's obviously going to be changeover. Hey, by the way, the Steelers play tonight. We're looking forward to that. That's coming up this evening. The San Diego Chargers, led by a legitimate quarterback.
Can Michael Vick do it?
The Steelers, led by an unproven kicker who might be better than the others.
Not saying much.
Oh, boy. Hey, Steve, speaking of...
Cobb Stadium. Yeah.
Speaking of proven kickers, my friend Robbie Gould set a career milestone on Sunday.
Yeah.
Two field goals.
Big one for him.
He is now in his 11th season and is the all-time scoring leader for the Chicago Bears, one of the most storied programs and the oldest franchise in the NFL. He has 1,117 points now, beating Kevin Butler, Gale Sayers, a guy named Walter Payton, in achieving this incredible accomplishment. And he's about 43rd on the all-time NFL scoring list. And my hunch is he's got another 6-7 years to go before he even considers leaving the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing that will happen with him is his salary will keep going up every year, which is going to make it tougher for the Bears to keep him, despite production.
No question. And
that, the salary cap in the NFL hurts veterans more than anyone else, because you have that sliding scale, and at some point they say no to the sliding scale.
And he is the only Bear left on the 2006 Super Bowl team. You know, all those great players are gone.
Yeah. And yeah, so, I was talking to Tim Bream about that the other day. Tim Bream's been gone 4 years from the Bears. 4 years. I said, how many guys are left that – he says four.
Yeah. The Bears came back and literally won at the buzzer Sunday afternoon. They're not having the greatest of seasons, but that was a huge win for them. Robbie Gould has one more year left in his contract, and then we'll see what happens. It's funny that he was not the best kicker in the history of Penn State football, but his pro career has been nothing short of remarkable.
His issue here at Penn State, Bob, to be honest with you, was just slight accuracy. In other words, he missed, but he'd missed by 3 or 4 feet right, or 4 feet left. This was not, you know, and you're talking about the ability to get the ball up over the line of scrimmage and, you know, ball sliding left, right, whatever. And that was his problem. He just couldn't quite, for whatever reason. Then this last game here against Michigan State, he kicked 3 field goals.
Yeah, and
so I'm happy for everybody's happy for him. He's been great for this area.
And of course, he came back to help a guy named Sam Ficken.
He sure did. Hey, we'll take a break. Kevin will run down tonight's Monday night game as only he can in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Okay, Steve Sarkisian now has been officially fired at USC. That report has now come over. They've decided to make the move just one day after asking that he go on an indefinite leave of absence. In a statement, Pat Hayden said, through all this, we remain concerned from Steve and hope that we can give him the opportunity to focus on his personal well-being. But they have terminated him. He has been fired as the head coach at USC.
Steve, can I give you my take on that?
Sure.
Here's what I think may have happened. I think they had a discussion with him yesterday, and they encouraged him to go and get the necessary treatment. He may have agreed to have done that, so they suspended him. And I think he may have changed his mind and said, the heck with that, I'm not going. So they changed the idea from a suspension to a termination.
Okay.
I think that was, they were giving him an opportunity to help himself, and he may not have taken it. Because it's surprising you go from suspension to termination in literally less than 24 hours.
Right. Well, that's
sad.
Wow.
Very sad.
Very sad. Indeed. Look, you're talking about someone's life here and the well-being for the rest of their life. And obviously it's a job he's always wanted. He left Washington to take this job. But in the end, he's got to get his life straightened out. Royals scored 5 runs in the 8th inning. Now lead Houston 7-6.
And we're in the top of the 9th inning for that game now. Yeah. So, ooh.
Right. Kevin, complete breakdown on the Steelers game. If it spills over into the after show, we apologize. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm going to make it simple. I mean, he's had more than a few days now to get used to the lineup.
Yep.
Vic's had more than a few days to get used to the lineup. But when you have 3rd and short and 4th and short, and you've got a guy averaging 4 yards a carry, either give it to him or use him as a decoy. Don't go empty backfield. There you go. Oh, and by the way, the defense has to show up.
And Vic has to look at the playbook.
There's an old joke that I think applies to Kevin today.
And that is?
Early morning, school day, Johnny gets up, goes over, pours himself a bowl of Cheerios, sits down and looks over and says, I don't want to go to school today. Why don't you want to go to school, Johnny? He says, they bully me. They pick on me all the time. He says, every time I turn around, it's just bad. Every day's bad. They just make me feel awful. Johnny, you have to go to school. Why do I have to go to school? You're the principal, Johnny.
Not bad. Good one.
Oh, boy.
Well, why don't you tell us this, Kevin? Give us a prediction on tonight's score.
Kevin, you're the co-host. So.
Oh, boy.
You got to go to school.
Can you give us a prediction for tonight's game, Kevin?
No. I have no idea what to expect from this Steelers team. I really don't. One week, the defense plays fairly well.
Kevin picks Steelers to lose.
Yeah. Okay.
One week the Steelers play fairly well. The next week they're like, eh. And another week they're not even showing up. So I don't know what to expect anymore.
You know, tonight's going to be a dilemma for me about 8 o'clock because I do want to watch the Cubs and the Cardinals play. They're on about 6, and the Steelers come on around 8:30. So.
Hey, Bob. Bob.
Yeah?
There's a neat little feature on some TVs called Picture in Picture.
Not at my house. We got the old We got our TVs out of an old Holiday Inn, so
you need to upgrade, my friend.
I do.
Sounds to me like he was trying to school you there, Bob.
Yeah, he was.
I had Picture in Picture yesterday.
Yeah,
it was great. I had Red Zone on one side,
I had the Eagles game on the other. The only time it was bad is when they did multiple screen on red zone, and it was really hard to watch three games at once that was barely visible on my screen. That was the only downfall.
Oh, the gotta love the technology.
And yet you came into work so bitter today.
Oh. No.
No, it just started at like about 3:06,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, but Bob and I were like, we're in the corner. I felt like Ali and Kinshasa there for a moment.
Yeah.
You're wailing away. I mean,
Don Mattingly, by the way, has left Chase Utley out of the Dodgers lineup tonight.